Thanks for checking out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks and amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So I was going through the WWE tickets that we have. WWE is tonight, First National Bank Arena. And I realized, guys, yeah, we have the front row pair that I thought we had. I knew we had the final pair, front row, meet and greet, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I also realized I have a pair of fifth row tickets, too.
Ooh.
Fifth row floor seats. So the option is David wanted me to give them to him.
That's pretty typical.
Yeah.
But I think we should give them away to somebody on the phone lines this morning. Right?
Yeah.
We got to do that.
I'm thinking early this morning, fifth row floor seats in the next 30 minutes. All you have to do is when we say, hey, call, you can win.
There's a chance.
Fifth row floor. You didn't think you were going. You have fifth row floor seats. You can't go buy these tonight, but we have them for free.
Look at that.
And then front row stuff on social media as we go throughout the morning. So that's going on. I noticed that David's eyes were bloodshot this morning. And I pulled him aside and I asked him if there was something he needed to tell me about, like if he were going through some issues or something.
Yeah.
Kelly told me last week on Friday he smelled like alcohol at work. So I thought it was time She did.
It was just real. It was faint. It was faint, but it was there.
Right. So anyway, that's just what I heard. But he told me this morning that the reason his eyes are bloodshot is because he's been crying.
David.
Uncontrollable. And thank you for the hug.
I appreciate that. Sometimes when I get back to work after a couple of days off, I miss you guys.
Yeah, yeah. No, one of my best friends got married over the weekend.
Another one.
Wow. I was very thankful and appreciative to be a part of that day.
So you were in the wedding.
I was in the wedding.
First time ever, right?
First time ever to be in a wedding.
So tell me about your experience as the person who goes to everybody's wedding but doesn't have your own.
Well, again, here I go. No, it was a great experience. Super nervous. I felt like I was more nervous than the groom, which is a little bit strange. Because, look, the groom is going to have his moment. Everybody's watching them. It's going to be fantastic. But you don't want to be known as the guy who screws it up for them.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Because people leaving should be remembering the ceremony and how great it was, not the groomsman who tripped and fell.
Oh, that'd be awful, David.
Yeah, so I didn't want to be that guy, and it was probably the longest hour of my life building up to that ceremony. I realized I kind of had a tick, kind of like perfecting my tie over and over and over and over. I bet I did it 50 times in an hour.
Because you were that nervous?
I was just nervous. It was kind of like my nervous tick. I wanted to make sure I looked good, too, because I wanted to be the best dressed out there.
Well, the good thing about that is it shows you cared, like you were really passionate about helping out.
Did you take any pictures?
I took some pictures. I'll have to post those later because I'm late on the game every single time.
Yeah.
But no, it was like right there. We're nervous, get the nervous energy, and then boom, when we get out there, I wasn't nervous at all. In fact, I started to cry.
Wait, when you're up there?
Yes.
Were you on the podium thing?
Well, we were kind of standing off to the side of them.
But you were there.
I was there, up front.
Was it noticeable? Like, were you stealing the groom's... like thunder?
No, I wasn't doing like a sobbing cry like, hey, look at me.
Speak now or forever, hold your peace. I got something to say to you.
I have one thing.
I'm going to miss Vic as my friend because he's my friend.
No, but...
Did he cry or were you the only one crying?
I cried. Another friend of mine cried and he started crying.
Who was the other friend?
It was Cope.
Oh, geez. Aww. He cried because Solo didn't do good in the movie theaters.
He was thinking about Star Wars during the middle of the wedding.
I really thought that was going to be a hit.
No, but I closed my eyes at one point, opened it back up, tears flowing, had to do like the whole double hand swipe away.
Imagine what you'll be like at your own one day.
Oh, I was thinking about that. I'll be a nervous wreck. You won't want to look at me. I'll be disgusting. When it says now it's time to kiss the bride, Rachel's going to do like the whole cheek thing because she won't want to kiss me.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway, it was kind of like that final realization like, oh my gosh, he's married.
That's pretty neat. Mm-hmm.
It was pretty neat. It was a great ceremony.
I'm glad you
ceremony.
Got to experience that too.
Yeah. It was
That's a pretty special thing.
I get to do it next month. Cope gets married.
Jeez. What is that? Wow.
It's a never-ending cycle of marriage.
So do you have any ideas for your marriage now, your wedding, when it happens?
None.
That's good.
I'm not going to plan it.
Are you on some type of a registry where you get invited to every wedding? Like, is there something where you sign up for this?
Yeah, you actually do it online. You get paid $50 to show up for these weddings. Oh. It's a great deal.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. It's Monday, June the 11th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy belated birthday goes out to Kaylee Henson. Happy birthday from Mrs. O, Vanna, and the girls at the Cosmetology School in Mark Tree. Celebrating today, we have Chad Neal of Jonesboro celebrating. Kelly's spelling, I love her spelling.
You're welcome.
As opposed to cosmetology, it's cosmotology.
Cosmotology, that's what I want.
I typed really fast.
I'm just going to tell y'all, I want to go to cosmotology school.
Is that a space school?
Stephanie Davis of Jonesboro celebrates today. Rebecca Tipton from Batesville. Sarah Dowdy of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Brooke Lands is 22 today. Judy Ahart, who's from Wynn, is celebrating a birthday, so happy birthday. You said your teacher?
Yeah, she's been my algebra teacher in ninth grade.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Misty Wilbur of Jonesboro celebrates, and Ben Jenkins, also from Jonesboro, is celebrating his birthday today, so happy birthday to Ben. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Sadie Robertson is 21 years old today. Now, she's from Duck Dynasty, but she's also the girl in Brett Eldridge's video for The Long Way.
Take me the long way around your town. Were you the queen with the silver crown?
She's the one we all thought, oh, that's a relationship.
That they were dating, yeah.
They like each other. Because she's cute. They were buddies. I still think they might have, and maybe still are.
I think so, too.
Sadie Robertson, happy birthday.
All right, Shia LaBeouf is turning 32 years old today. I remember him back when he was on Even Stevens back in the day on the Disney Channel.
Really?
Yeah, that was my favorite show growing up. Joshua Jackson is, don't give me that look.
Pacey.
Joshua Jackson is 40 from Dawson's Creek.
Bought the CD for this song.
Just know you didn't.
More like, I don't have a date. That's the story of my life. Anyway.
Peter Dinklage is 49 years old. He's best known as Tyrion Lannister on Game of Thrones.
Which is my name.
Tyrion?
No, Dinklage.
Oh. We can always change that. That can be arranged if you want to keep it
Brandon Dinklage in the
If I ever change markets, I'm going to that.
Yeah. All right, Hugh Laurie is 59 from House and Veep. Joe Montana is 62, the Hall of Fame 49ers quarterback. Graham Russell is 68, Air Supply.
I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long.
That's a good one.
Yep. And Frank Beard is 69 from ZZ Top, and he's the one without the beard.
Every girl's crazy about a Sean Grez man.
I listened to a bunch of ZZ Top over the weekend. Well, like my father-in-law's in town, so it's like, you know, we're playing some old rock. We listen to some Led Zeppelin. David would love that.
Oh, dude, can I come over next time?
So we're in the pool.
That's pretty awesome.
Had a few cold beverages. When Kelly was actually out there on the lake, I don't know if you heard about this, but she was on the lake skiing, and when she was up there, she was wearing something kind of like Teresa Giudice did when she was on stage at the bodybuilding competition.
Yeah.
So dumb.
And everybody on the lake was singing about Kelly.
Yes.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custer. Congratulations goes out to Misty Wilbur, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard, and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so WWE Live, the superstars from SmackDown at First National Bank Arena tonight. I told you that I had found some fifth row tickets.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking fifth row floor seats.
Look at that.
And I said we're going to make it really, really easy. All you had to do was be listening. So I think right now, we give somebody fifth row floor seats. And we do that to caller number 7. Sound good?
Let's do it.
Sounds like a plan.
Sound good? 870-935-KFINE, your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346. Caller number 7, you can win right now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, y'all. Fifth row floor seats to go to WWE tonight. First National Bank Arena. We're talking about the superstars from SmackDown Live in the house tonight. And fifth row floor seats. You ready to go to the phones?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, looking for caller number 7 right now. 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Jesse,
how are you this morning, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Hey, we're doing pretty well. Where are you calling from?
Harrisburg.
How is your Monday morning so far?
Going pretty good.
So my morning started off with me spilling coffee. I set off the alarm at my house, all kinds of disasters this morning. So I'm trying to make somebody else's day really awesome, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And we have fifth row floor seats to go see WWE tonight. We're looking for caller number 7. And Jesse, guess what?
What's that?
You are caller number 7!
That's pretty cool.
And you have just now scored fifth row floor seats to go see WWE tonight.
That's pretty cool.
Congratulations, man.
I appreciate it.
Yell out the station hooking you up with those WWE tickets.
1079 KFINE.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. KFINE. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Y'all, I really think I missed out on the biggest opportunity of my life. Because Sam Hunt performed at the CMA Music Fest. Now, here's the kicker. He did it on Saturday night, and it wasn't in front of, you know, a huge group of fans on the main stage. He actually performed from the crowd. His music starts to play. Everybody's kind of looking around like, where is he? And then all of a sudden, boom, he stands up in the middle of this crowd, this scene, and someone actually got the video of it.
Oh, sweet.
People lose their minds. Check this out.
Oh, my gosh, he is sitting there.
Yeah. 2 seats away.
Look in the middle of the stadium. Wow. They're realizing he's there now.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Does that make y'all jealous?
A little bit.
Yeah.
The fact that we weren't there and knowing David would lose his mind if he saw Sam Hunt live. Oh,
absolutely. But if you want to check out that video, it's up on the BBITN blog at KFIN.com right now.
We told you guys about Garth Brooks, that it looked like he was going to be putting out new music. And he says he is putting out that new music and he wants it to be a honky-tonk sounding kind of song.
I like it.
Like a party, get out there and everybody's having a good time, that type of song. He also says he's going to embark on his biggest tour ever. He says, and I quote, "It's the biggest thing I've ever done on the road." All the info coming out July the 9th from Garth Brooks.
So there's several new videos out that are really, really good. One of them is Sugarland, and it's Babe. It's the song that Taylor Swift wrote. So it stars Jennifer Nettles as this rich housewife, right? So it seems like she has it all together. Perfect life, perfect house, perfect marriage. And then boom, enter Taylor Swift playing the redhead other woman.
Oh, wow. Babe. I'm behind on my video watching. Where can I find the video, Kelly?
You can check it out on on our blog, the BBITN blog, on KFIN.com.
All right, that one's up there today. What else is there?
We also have the little Big Town video. It's called Summer Fever, and basically it's a video about everything you think about with summer. So it features Little Big Town riding bikes, going to the beach, hanging out at a swimming pool, partying at night, the perfect feel-good summertime type video.
I haven't heard the song yet. Let's check it out.
Good.
Summer Fever by Little Big Town. Over and over again on a blown-out speaker. Dance in the sand while the sun sets. Oh, I like that. Deeper, got that time. Y'all get the vibe that they've changed their style a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah, I like it, though.
Like, it's not where they started, but I like it better. That's pretty cool.
And then Kelsea Ballerini has the song out, I Hate Love Songs, which has the video out now. And she's poking fun at all the crazy things people do for love.
Right.
So she tries to escape all the stereotypical types of things. Like, she dodges a bouquet at a wedding. She messes up a dinner proposal. So it's really cute, and it's a funny video.
All right, that video's up too on the BBITM blog right now at KFIN.com.
I hate love songs. Yeah, I really do. I hate love songs, but I love you.
Go check it out, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Miss Arkansas Week in K-Fine Country, and we have Miss Greater Jonesboro on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Emily Doggett. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
So Miss Arkansas Week, it's like all these weeks and months of getting ready for it. It's finally here. What does it feel like to wake up on a Monday morning as a part of Miss Arkansas Week?
It feels amazing. I'm in the Robinson Center as we speak, taking a break from our early morning rehearsal, but it is so much fun so far. I'm so excited to be here.
Wait, so you guys are already doing rehearsals this week?
Yes.
That's crazy. Wow. So for people who have never really maybe talked to somebody who's been in a pageant of this size, a lot of times, like, I think I had the misconception that you go down there, there's a one-night deal, and it's kind of over. Like, this week is jam-packed with stuff, right?
Yes, that is not the case at all. It is full-fledged pageant week. We have so many different appearances at different luncheons in the governor's mansion, and we also have our Diamond State Princess arrival today as well. And there's so much that goes into a production this size that it requires so much rehearsal from all of the contestants.
So as you're here with Miss Arkansas Week, it's finally upon you. What's been the toughest part about this whole journey for you?
I think the toughest part is honestly just being on at all times, ready to go early in the morning till late at night. That's probably the hardest part of the week, but you have so much adrenaline and so much excitement around you that you don't have time to really realize how tired you are until you get to bed that night.
So, like, what time did you wake up this morning?
This morning I woke up at 5:50.
And did you have to pretty much put your face on and get ready right off the bat?
Pretty much. We're all ready to go here. Started rehearsals at around 7, and now we are continuing to rehearse, and then we'll have a full packed schedule for the rest of the day.
So is it true that you did your interview portion of the contest last night?
That is true.
And can we talk about the question? Can we even reveal what the question was?
I don't know how much I can reveal about questions, but I definitely had to prepare for what is going on currently in the news and politics. And they also asked me a lot about my platform and the work that I've done so far beforehand coming to the state competition. So I got asked a lot about different things like that.
So talk about your platform. What is the platform that you are out there championing this year?
So my platform is volunteerism, finding your match, and so I did a lot of work in the Jonesboro community about different things like city youth ministries, the First Baptist Care Center, and the food pantry, and I got to talk about the different projects that I did at those different locations, and so it was really nice to get to represent Jonesboro and explain what a great community is and how I was working to make it better.
So, Miss Arkansas, we think about the crown, we think about all the stuff that you get with that, but I think the most important thing is, and the reason that so many young ladies go and do this, is because of the scholarship. What does
Absolutely.
That mean for you when you think about the potential there for all the scholarship dollars?
It is such a blessing when I think about how the opportunity for this, and not just the opportunity, but they also give each contestant a $400 scholarship just by making it to Miss Arkansas, and so that to me is so humbling that so many people in the state of Arkansas believe in the women that are competing in this organization, and so I'm just so thankful.
So Emily Doggett joins us on the phone this morning. She's Miss Greater Jonesboro, part of Miss Arkansas this week, and you're down there with a whole bunch of friends from the Red Wolves dance team. What is that like to have? What is it like to have so many of your friends, and now you're competing against them in this pageant this weekend?
it's so wonderful to be down here experiencing something so unique with your really close friends. And I don't really think of it all as competing against them, because we're just all down here having so much fun and, you know, going through all the same emotions together. It's really more of a bonding experience than anything else.
This is truly one of those weeks you'll remember for the rest of your life. So we hope you enjoy the entire week at Miss Arkansas.
Yes, thank you so much.
Emily Doggett joins us on the phone this morning. Have a great week, Emily.
Thank you so much.
Miss Greater Jonesboro, Emily Doggett joins us. And the great thing about this week is we have tons of Miss Arkansas coverage coming up this week on KFine, all presented by United Home Insurance, Simply Auto, and sponsored by Air Choice One. On the phone this morning with Eric Birch from Birch & Company, our Monday morning motivation. Eric, it's time.
It is that time. And I just want to start off by saying, you know, this week, an exciting week and everything with the Miss Arkansas pageant going on, and some amazing, amazing women in that, and just an exciting week. So it's an exciting time of year. That coming through, it's going to be great. There's tons of folks from, or tons of girls from Northeast Arkansas that are represented, are going to represent Northeast Arkansas very well. So that's going to be exciting.
No, and the whole idea, we were just talking to Emily Doggett about the scholarship money. I think sometimes we forget about how much money these contestants can earn and pay for their entire college experience by going and being a part of these pageants.
Well, and Brandon, you said the right word, earn, because nothing is given to these young ladies. I mean, the time, the commitment, I mean, everything that goes into it. I mean, they're truly giving up a large portion of their these teenage, you know, and young lady years, for sure, because I've seen Miss Arkansas just represented in so many places. It's so many events that I've been to. Yeah. Miss Arkansas is there for this, and this. So they definitely are committed. Yes, they get some money, but they deserve every dime of it, no doubt.
Let's get us going on a Monday morning. Here we are. It's kind of like summertime. Some kids are out of school. Some people's work schedules are all kinds of crazy right now. Let's get motivated on a Monday morning.
Well, that's it. So I want to talk about a gentleman that I grew up listening to, and he didn't come from, or, you know, he didn't start out in the country realm, and it's so interesting. Darius Rucker, who I'm sure everybody listening to my voice right now knows the song, "When Is the Last Time You Did Something for the First Time?"
Yep.
And it's so interesting that this is the gentleman that sings this song, and I didn't research it. I don't know for sure if he wrote it or not, but I imagine he probably did, and he's definitely one of the guys that walks the walk. Because if you remember back 1986, this guy was Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh yeah,
you know,
I loved him.
You know, I loved him. I mean, that's what I grew up with: Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish. You know, and he goes through that progression, and then he jumps into R&B for a little while, and now what? You know, he's blowing country up.
Yeah.
So when's the last time you did something for the first time? The guy's not just singing a song; he's living it. So this week I've read something new about keeping my brain energized by doing new things. And just like you said, Brandon, it's a different time of year. Some kids are out, you know, this is going on, that's going on. Life, you know, chapters in life are changing each and every single day. But neuroscientists have found that the brain is hardwired to enjoy novelty and challenge. New experiences and challenge stimulate the brain to produce dopamine. So as you go into a problem-solving mode, so of course, dopamine is essential for maintaining a healthy brain. It's been proven that that major depression is actually associated with a reduced dopamine transmission. So if you're not doing something new, exciting, changing, you know, you're just in that rut. It's easy to lose out on that chemical imbalance, you know, which is what they talk about as far as depression and how it goes. So it affects movement, motivation, the feeling of pleasure, and controls the flow of information to other parts of the brain. So without dopamine, we experience a decline in memory. We experience a decline in cognitive functions, and even our attention decreases. So think about some of these things. Simple stuff. Try out a new restaurant. Visit a networking group to meet new people. Start a new hobby: painting, tennis, scrapbooking. Learn a new language. And you don't have to master it, but just play with it, just to get your brain thinking on the other side. You know, I get up in the morning some days and I'll brush my teeth with the opposite hand. Just, again, to get that mind, you know, hey, I'm not doing the same thing every single day. Try a new trip to a new destination. Mentor somebody. You know, there's somebody out there that wants to know what you're doing, what's going on in your role. So enroll in a class. Now's a great time. Summer school, take a class. Go online, YouTube. It's quick. It's easy. jump on YouTube and do something that you normally haven't done or that you've always wanted to do and just haven't taken the time. But resurrect old dreams that are put on the back burner, you know, thinking someday will come. Make that time happen today. Do something for the first time. Make it happen.
There you go. It's Eric Birch from Birch & Company with your Monday morning motivation. Have a great week, Eric.
You guys have a blessed one.